Live game day coverage continues, powered by Learfield. This is the Georgia Southern Sports Network. Welcome back to the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up, presented by Ford and your Southeast Ford dealers. Now let's return live from the Vive broadcast table. Once again, here's Colin Lacey.
Tough one tonight for Georgia Southern as Troy tops the Eagles 78-72, the final score here inside historic Hanner Fieldhouse, as we're joined now by Eagle head coach Anita Howard. And coach, going back through this game, Troy led, or you guys led for the last time with the first quarter, 2:18 to play, 14-13. Troy mounts a rally. They get up by as many as 13 in this game, but you come back fourth quarter, retake the lead late in this game. What was the biggest part, especially in the third quarter, of being able to come back against this Troy team?
I think we just had to settle down. Troy is the defending champion, and so I think that first quarter we kind of came out a little too unsure of ourselves, and once we relaxed and started playing Georgia Southern basketball, I think we was much more poised down the stretch.
Down the back stretch after you take the lead, what was it that Troy did in those last couple of minutes that really gave them the advantage?
I thought they did a great job rebounding down the stretch. We had held them. We out-rebounded them, but down the stretch, I think we kind of got a little lax. We let Karanga and Dunlap and them kind of just get crucial rebounds down the stretch. When you need every possession, those late rebounds count. Of course, 27 turnovers, and they scored 22 points off of it. That's on us. We got to make sure that we take care of the basketball in crucial moments. We had a turnover where we just threw it out of bounds. There was no pressure at all. Those are little things that we got to make sure that we clean up.
Maya Banks had a heck of a game. Her first career double-double, 15 points, 13 rebounds, 8 offensive rebounds for Maya Banks. Talk about the game that she had, in a game that you really need somebody like that against this Troy team.
It's good to see when you have, we got a couple, we're down some posts. And so for Maya Banks to come in here and do that, just goes to show, one, what we expect from her. We would love for her to have a double-double every night. But I thought she did a great job of carrying us inside the paint.
You talk about out-rebounding Troy, 59 rebounds to Troy's 47. You out-rebound them on the offensive glass as well, 25-18. We talked about it before the game. That's one of the things that you have to do against the Troy team, being able to out-rebound them like you did. What does it say about this team and the growth process they're going through?
We're tough enough to compete. Troy is a very tough opponent for anyone. We're tough enough to compete. I thought we did a good job on the glass tonight. I'm looking at the stat sheet here. They shot 35 free throws. You definitely can't give up 35 free throws to a team like Troy, and so that's another area that we got to make sure that we play aggressive defense without fouling.
Quick turnaround for this team is you've got South Alabama coming in on Saturday, 2 o'clock the tip-off. What's the next 48 hours look like for this team as you get ready for the Jags?
Try to capitalize on some good stuff, the rebounding, the pace of play, I like that. But we got to make sure that we don't have 27 turnovers and we don't allow someone to shoot 35 free throws in your house. And so we'll go back and look at that. The team will have a nice practice tomorrow to focus on South Alabama. But we got to put this one behind us. No one wants to lose at any point. But I was pleased to see that we at least competed with who is number one in our conference.
Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk on Saturday.
Thanks.
Once again, that's head coach Anita Howard. We will wrap it up after the 78-72 Troy victory over Georgia Southern. Back in a moment after this on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield.